Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. There goes Clift trying to get to home. Salters throws the ball into Larry, who relays the ball to Pitlock, who tags Clift, who came all the way from first, for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Davis reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, West bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Davis scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogsett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. West reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell is walked intentionally. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitehill moves to third. Larry moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. West fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on West. Soltis moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soltis scores. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehill bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Jack Knott now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Trotsky moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Hale reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. Campbell scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing right field. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift bunts towards third. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soltis throws the ball into Hale, who tags Hemsley, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clift scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Hoffman pinch hits for Jack Knott. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. West reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen is hit by the pitch. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. West moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.